Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. 16,000 acres protected for two California plants. Fulfilling a court order won by the Center for Biological Diversity and the California Native Plant Society, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated 16,110 acres of critical habitat for two endangered California plants. The Lompoc Yerba Santa was granted 6,401 acres of critical habitat. A shrub in the waterleaf family, the Yerba Santa has lavender flowers and reaches heights of 10 feet. It grows in maritime chaparral and bishop pine forests in western Santa Barbara County, California, and has just four known locations, two on Vandenberg Air Force Base and two on oil fields and private land, with 11 to 20 populations each. It is threatened by habitat fragmentation and fire management practices. The Gaviota tar plant was granted 9,709 acres of critical habitat. A member of the sunflower family, the tar plant occurs in rare needlegrass grasslands on coastal terraces and ridgelines in the Santa Ynez Mountains, including Vandenberg Air Force Base. Most of the populations are on private lands owned by the petroleum industry and are threatened by habitat loss and degradation due to development for oil and gas facilities. These stories from the Center for Biological Diversity. Timber certification tainted, forest group alleges. The international body created to certify responsible forest management has for years been knowingly misleading the public, according to a new report released recently by the Rainforest Foundation. The report finds serious flaws in the certification system used by the Forest Stewardship Council, which is responsible for auditing timber companies worldwide and for certifying that wood and paper is produced in an environmentally and socially acceptable way. The report charges that the FSC has allowed the certification of timber companies that have been implicated in human rights abuses and logging in tropical rainforests that contain endangered species, as well as companies that have falsely claimed to comply with FSC's audit requirements. According to the report, Trading in Credibility, the Myth and Reality of the Forest Stewardship Council, FSC's authorized auditors have a vested commercial interest in certifying timber companies regardless of whether or not they comply with the body's strict requirements. We are among several independent organizations that have been informing the FSC for a number of years that there have been serious failings in its forest audit system, said Simone Consell, director of the Rainforest Foundation of the United Kingdom and the report's co-author. Conservation groups such as the World Wildlife Fund for Nature should consider whether they wish to continue being associated with an organization that is clearly misleading the public, Council said. The Forest Stewardship Council disputed the findings of the report and expressed confidence in its model of operation. While we welcome the Rainforest Foundation's report for its extensive research, we find that it cites many cases that have long been solved and in some cases major rule changes in Forest Stewardship Council rules have resulted, said FSC spokesperson Carolina Hoyas. The Forest Stewardship Council is tasked with setting standards for the independent auditing of forestry operations and companies and allowing its logo to be used as a seal of approval on wood and paper products that come from certified forests. Products labeled with the FSC logo are supposed to be free from environmentally appropriate, socially beneficial, and economically viable sources. The organization was set up in 1993 by environmental and industry organizations from some 25 countries. FSC's 12 accredited forest certification bodies operate certification schemes that have certified some 29 million hectares of managed forests and have issued some 2,200 chain of custody certificates worldwide. This story from the Environment News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-